What's good, y'all? We back. A few days late, but you know, niggas going nigg. Mind the Reach
Niggas be nigging.
podcast. Niggas be nigging, and we be nigging the hell out of shit. Mind the Reach podcast. Dang, we use the word. I gotta stop using that so much.
Oh God, I've been telling myself I need to stop using that shit. As much as I do.
I just mean like on the podcast and everyday life.
I just mean in general.
I say
nigga all the time.
Yeah, we know.
that's like my shit.
What's good with y'all? We smoking on that Chauvin pack on Professional 20.
Smoking
today,
on that Chauvin pack tonight.
Smoking on that Chauvin pack on Mind the Reach podcast episode 29. What's good with y'all?
Just rolled up a fresh plane, nigga. Put it all full of that Chauvin pack.
That shit hitting. Definitely. If y'all. Like regular listeners, y'all already know Derek is big high today.
Y'all already know he was cutting Jesus grass, baby boy.
Boy, I say, I'm higher than alien titties right now, boy. I was getting real comfy, boy. This nigga, my research is talking about, hey, we still recording, right? I'm like, boy, you messaged me at the right fucking time. I'm talking about there couldn't have been any better time. My show was gonna put on a video and go right the fuck to sleep.
That was about to be out of there.
Oh boy, I was like, let me get up, crack me a beer, wake up a little bit. We good though. We good to go. We sparked up another joint. We understand.
What's good with y'all? How y'all feeling? Besides that, being high as giraffe pussy.
Well, I'm great. Listen, I feel great.
I'm straight.
Jerron just got some Whataburger. I know he's chilling.
I don't think we did the podcast since I came back from Vegas, right? Last one we did was before.
Last one we did was right before.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. How was your trip?
It was cool. It was cool. You know, I ain't getting to a whole lot of shit. When I got there, I'm afraid of heights, so I was like, fuck it. Yo, come on, don't even.
Boy.
I'm sorry, bro. I can't help it.
That was a Chris Paul out of you, nigga, from behind the court, bro.
Bro, the thing is, it's so funny. I couldn't even get the joke out. I just started laughing at your short ass.
Bro, I was mid pull on my joint, bro, and I could not exhale quick enough because I was about to die after choking my.
Oh
joint,
my
bro.
God!
I set myself up for that one.
Yeah, you did.
Right,
oh, you did.
That was perfect.
Yeah, I have a fear of being up very high. So
that's why you don't smoke, right?
What the fuck?
You said that's why he don't grow.
You bitch. So I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna try the zip lining when I get there. So saw the zip lining. I said, fuck no, not doing that. My travel agent was telling me about this Ferris wheel that they got.
Oh, but you'd have been straight on the zip line. Your little body don't even weigh that much, bro. You straight.
That ain't the point, pussy.
This nigga got a travel agent and shit.
He my homeboy. It's Ish. Ish, who was on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. I forgot he do that type of shit.
Yeah. He hooked me up. But he was telling me about this Ferris wheel that they got. And I seen that Ferris wheel, dog. It's no reason for that Ferris wheel to be that high in the sky, bro. Like, it's absolutely no reason.
Bro,
like
that's worse than a zipline, low key, because you just sitting up there for a minute.
And it's for 30 minutes.
Yeah, nigga, like that shit, especially if it's a big ass Ferris wheel, it's gonna take a hot minute.
And you know, most Ferris wheels, like, if you go to a Ferris wheel at, a fair or something like that, or amusement park, you gotta get on a platform to get on it, but the platform really low.
Yeah.
Not this one.
Nigga had to climb to get to that house.
Like, nigga, you got to get on a high platform just to get in this motherfucker. And the thing is, it don't stop for you to get on.
No. You got to hop in that bitch and don't miss.
Facts.
Yeah. Nah, bro, I'm good.
I looked at that and I said, I'm Gucci.
I'm right there with you, bro. I don't fuck with heights. But I'm weird, though. Like, okay, I can ride roller coasters. Like, if they're moving, and as long as it's, like, one of them ones that come over my head and... Cause in my head, if some shit fucks up, I can hold on to this mom. In my head, I promise with my adrenaline pumping, I'm gonna hold on to this bitch for dear life. I'm gonna survive. But they gotta be moving, bro. They gotta be like, I don't know, the ones that jump, go up and down, they go all the way up and then drop you straight down. Nah, bro. You know, Ferris wheels, nah, nigga. I ain't sitting up in the month. I'm not sitting that high up for that long. I don't know. It's fucked.
I walked the strip for all hours. That shit. I walked the strip for hours. I definitely gotta go back though. It's a lot of stuff I didn't get to do that I wanted to do. So
did you go to the strip club?
Let's go back for a music festival.
I fucking hate the strip club, bro. Honestly.
Oh.
Yeah, facts. I'm right there with you. I'm not gonna fight.
I at least tried it before when I went to Houston. That time I went to a strip club and
I'm not gonna say I hate it because the only two times I've ever been, I didn't pay for nothing, so the shit was fun. But I could see if I was in there, you know, breaking bread, I'm like, no, I'm good.
I wasn't with that. It's like I never really liked the idea of it, and I was like, you know what, let me just give it a shot. Yo, wasn't with it. I'm like, bro, none of these women arouse me at all. I'm just giving them money because they naked.
Yeah,
at least I'm on here with some real niggas that understand. I don't get the fun in throwing money in the strip club. Now, yeah, the environment, being with my niggas, having drinks, seeing some bad bitches, that's one thing.
Right.
But and niggas go in there having fun just throwing money like, maybe I'm not rich enough to see how fun that is, but I'm like, neither are you niggas. Like,
I don't know. That shit ain't that for me.
The nigga, one of the guys I went with was showing me a little trick to, like, you know, slide the money in and slide the money out without them knowing and shit. But I'm never going to use the trick because I don't plan on really going back to strip clubs for a long time. But this one chick, it was like a Latina strip club for real. And it was this Afro-Latina chick in there. So she walked over, gave me the lap dance. Granted, this is my first time in the strip club. So I'm thinking, you know, I give her the money while I throw her the money, you know, while she giving me the lap dance and I'm good, right? Mm-hmm. No. Lap dance was over. She was like, yeah, that's going to be
$20. Hey, bitch, I just made $20.
You want to know what I did?
What?
All that money that I threw at her, picked that shit up, right, handed it to her, and handed her the difference, nigga. So I, while she was giving me the lap dance, I had through like $14, right? Slid it that extra $6, like they go get $20.
Nigga said, ain't no rain, bitch. It's a slight drizzle. Fuck you mean?
It's crazy.
Damn. Nah, that's how you do that shit, though.
That nigga said, I scooped it up and gave her the difference.
It's $20. My bad, ma'am. Let me get this for you. Here you go. Facts. Here you go.
All right. I'm a gentleman. You know what? Where are my manners? Let me pick that up.
My bad. I ain't know you ain't like your money on the floor. Shit. Here you go. I ain't tripping. Yo, I'm not. First of all, I had to pay to get in.
Oh, yeah. They be hitting you with them drink minimums and then I fuck your entry fee and all that bullshit.
I'm paying but I'll never in here.
The first time I went to go to a strip club, I was just like, man, you know what? I'm of age. Let me go see what that strip club is. They hit me with that shit. I'm like, man, fuck all that. I was already drunk. So I'm like, I ain't trying to buy no more drinks. I was just trying to go see some titties right quick. Maybe buy a drink. It was like a 3-drink minimum or some dumb shit. I ain't with all that.
They wasn't accepting card for me to get in. So I had to use this janky ass ATM that charged me extra because I was withdrawing from it.
Yeah, I got $5.
That's why they do it. That's why they don't accept cards. So you got to use their ATM and they got to bust you over the head for the ATM fees. Plus most strip clubs are laundering money anyway. So that's how they do cash.
Bro, like they got me for some bread. I would not be returning to any strip clubs. I'm sorry. I don't care if it's Atlanta.
You wanna really break some bread, nigga? Go ahead and try to go to a strip club in Las Vegas, nigga. They're gonna hit you over the head, bro.
Absolutely not. Two places I'm if I even go to a strip club, two places I'm never going, Vegas and Atlanta, nigga.
Hey, you thought you got yeeted when it came to
the the food in the strip clubs, especially in Atlanta, be busted.
Shit, ask Lou Williams.
I was gonna say Lou Pepper got lemon pepper Lou.
So the last episode we did, we was ranking the Fast and Furious films, which was fun. I enjoyed that. But little did we know, the day after it wasn't the exact day after. The day after we released the podcast, the trailer for Fast 9 came out. I know y'all seen the trailer.
Bam.
What y'all think, yo?
That bullshit.
Trash.
Bro, that bullshit, man. Like, just end. Trash. Dead this shit, bro. Dead it, man.
I think Jerron said it in the chat, yo. He's like, yo, I feel like I just watched the whole movie.
Facts. For real,
That trailer was too long.
I feel like the whole movie was in the trailer.
Facts. They got Ludacris and Tyrese going to space, niggas. Come on,
bro. Yeah.
Come on, bro. That's ridiculous, yo. And we, I mean, I kind of, it was kind of already out there that they was going to do it, but the way they doing it, bro, they can't this really be going to space. They can't, because if you go to space in that goddamn car, it's going to rip that car apart, yo.
This nigga Dom is a black belt in every martial art across the world.
Yo, did you see when John Cena was ziplining through the city and shit? Like, he was Batman and Vin Diesel jumped from a building.
Yo. To grab this nigga, like, come on, man, what are we doing?
This nigga Vin Diesel jumped out of a tumbling tractor trailer that was just hit by missiles, bro. Right? This nigga jumped. I don't know how he got out. Boy jumped on pavement on the street. No scratch, no nothing. Boy had on a white tee. It wasn't even dirt spots on that.
Bro, that nigga got that super soldier serum. Fucking me,
yo, he do shit, yo.
He got that.
Yo,
he got my music and stuff.
In 2002, after you watched, I think that's when Too Fast, Too Furious came out, right? 2002?
Too Fast, Too Furious came out in 2003.
2003, okay. In 2003, if I came to you and said, yeah, Tej and Rome is going to drive a car into space in one of the sequels, you would have looked at me like I was a fucking dumbass.
I'd have laughed at you because I want to laugh right now.
We would have dogged your ass, boy. We would have definitely.
Bro, I would have got. I'd have been like, I'd have been roasted to no.
I was gonna say, niggas would have flamed you.
I'm not gonna lie though.
Definitely murdered me.
Not gonna lie though. The scene where they showed they was going into space, this nigga Ludacris was put a tape on, and Tyrese said, "You dressing like we going to Home Depot."
That shit funny. That nigga.
Tyrese, I don't know why that shit was funny, yo.
Tyrese, in my opinion, Tyrese always has the best lines in the Fast movie. He be having me dying.
He do.
He be having me dying.
That's what he's always played that. He's played the clown. You know what I'm saying?
That nigga, when they won the cars in Too Fast, Too Furious, and he was like, get the walking, Fabio.
Yes, bro.
He was the bus tokens partner. Yes. Nigga. That shit still has me weak to this day. And it's funny, because he the one almost cost him the fucking race.
Oh, God, he did.
The nigga that put him in the hole talking the most shit.
Oh, the ejecto cito cuz.
Yeah, ejecto cito cuz.
No, The Rock got his ass one time. And was it Fast Five? Or
watch
six?
That big ass forehead. Yeah.
That nigga Ludacris.
That scene was improvised. That was not in the script. No. You could tell it wasn't in the script.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You could see Tyrese's face like, oh. Damn.
Bro, right.
Ludacris spit his drink out.
Yeah, he literally spit his drink out, bro. That shit was—it was too perfect. That was one of the things. Yeah, that shit was perfect.
Oh my god! Yeah,
you watch that big ass boy.
This shit looked terrible, bro. And I'm gonna see it anyway. But this shit looked terrible, yo. Like,
I'm gonna definitely wait for that. I'm gonna definitely wait for that. Oh yeah, you stole me $12 to watch some sorry ass movies.
You said what?
You stole me $12, bro.
Oh yeah, that's right. For you paying for the movies, that's right.
You still have to, you know, whenever you come down next year, bro, you still have to throw down on a blunt. We just have to burn that bitch together. That's all.
This nigga, how you flip that like that?
Save it, bro. Save it, bro. You like that, right?
All right, bet.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie though. We gonna have to talk soon.
But it's in Arlington, nigga.
About when I I'm talking about when I I get the Miles and Yak started. Because one of my first couple episodes, I got to have my boys on. You feel me? Like, I ain't trying to wait till episode 9, 10, 11 to have y'all on. So, we going to have to get that cracking.
Well, aside from me planning to go to WrestleMania next year, even though Derek says that's cap, I am going.
I'm meeting you.
I'm meeting you. We going.
My cousin probably won't come with me too. My cousin Donnie, he probably won't come.
Bro, let's just get a suite right there in Arlington. That way we'd be close by the fucking stadium. Just at the stadium, obviously.
Of course. What else is going to be at?
Ain't nothing else. Postseason.
I'm going to come this year. I'm gonna get down there this year too. This year probably just be like, you know, either Dallas or Beaumont, something like that, just so I'll be in the area because, you know, I never got to Well, I can't fly into Beaumont, can I?
Nah, you fly into Houston.
Yeah, flying into
Houston. That's right there. I'll scoop.
All right. And, yeah, we'll set that up. Miles and Yak. I like that name. I ain't gonna hold you.
When I do my intro video, I'm gonna definitely give my shout out to Shannon Sharp because that's who inspired it. Because I want the shit to blow up and be like, oh, the nigga did this and that from Shannon Sharp. Like, no shit. That's where I got it from. Man,
first of all, Miles and Yak was around before Shannon Sharp even did that. So
But he popularized it.
Yeah. He popularized it for people who don't smoke Miles or Drake Yak.
Yeah, yeah. Because I was on that forever.
Y'all niggas be having kickbacks all the time, smoking Miles
and cognac, drinking cognac. That's what we do. That's what niggas do. He just made nigga activities mainstream. That's all it was.
He brought that shit to white TV and they ate that shit the fuck up.
Yep, cause the shit was hilarious.
Yeah, the Fast 9 shit was trash, bro.
Awful.
I'm gonna watch it anyway, like I said, cause it's Fast and Furious, but. I think we might be able to not appreciate, but enjoy the films more if we just accept the fact that these are superhero films now. Like,
yeah.
I feel like we just gotta accept the fact that they're Avengers.
I refuse.
Black Widow by herself would dog walk these niggas.
Would she? I don't know.
Would she though?
Black Widow versus Letty? Nigga, I don't know.
Bro, Black Willie going dust Letty ass off.
Nigga, they had Letty beat up Ronda Rousey, Ronda bro. Rousey, I don't know. And Gina Carano.
Yeah, but she's giving all them hands. But all of a sudden, this nigga's trained in every martial art.
Every martial art, bro.
Niggas Power Rangers.
We ain't see these niggas in one boxing gym, one karate class, nothing.
Nigga, not one time ever.
Came out of nowhere with hands.
The only time it was believable, I think it was Fast and Furious 6, was when that Asian dude beat the shit out of Han and I think Paul
and
Walker.
Tyrese. No, it was Tyrese.
He beat Han the shit Tyrese. Out of yeah. them, yeah. yo.
They was both yeah, like, he, get him. They was, like,
they
no,
was trying to
him.
Street fight.
Yeah, bro.
And the other realistic fights they had was in the very first one when Vince ran up on
Paul
Bryan, when
he just called that nigga Paul Bryan.
I said ran up on Bryan.
Oh, ran up on Bryan.
And then when Dom beat the shit out of what you call it at Race Wars because he called him a snitch.
Donnie Tran.
Hey, he hit that nigga hard as shit. I was like, oh.
Yeah. No, that's one. But that was back when it was realistic. It was like, okay, these niggas racing. They got a garage. They hitting licks. That's fire. I can get behind this. This nigga a snitch. That's his target. That's his mark. And he's fucking his sister. This nigga in the game. But it was perfect, bro. They had it going right. And now these niggas are superheroes, bro. Like, it's
but
crazy.
I'm going to be honest. I gotta respect that business savvy because niggas racing cars and hitting licks is not gonna last for 10 movies.
No, it's not, and
it's not gonna make the money that these movies make now.
No, they're following the money. Jason Statham, The Rock, and now John Cena in this house.
And Jason Statham.
That's right.
Oh, okay. My fault.
And half the reason, though, that these movies make a lot of money is simply like people are going to the movies knowing that these shits are going to be trash. They want to see how ridiculous the movie is now. Yeah. Like, I want to say that's a good 40% of the people that go to the movies, because I'm one of them.
Because people look forward to these movies because some of them actually think they good. It's like how you think the Transformers movie is good. Niggas think these movies is good.
That's fair. That's a good example. That's a very good example.
You love Transformers. It doesn't matter what anybody else think. You stand on it. I love these movies, these good movies. Me, I love Fast and the Furious, but I realize these niggas went off the deep end. But it's people who love these films where it's like, yo, I don't give a fuck what you talking about. This shit is dope.
Yo, I'm trying to think of a trash movie that everybody thinks is ass, but I really like. Oh, you know what? Never Back Down. That movie's ass, but I really
man, get the fuck out of here. Never Back Down, that's my shit.
Bro,
I enjoyed the fuck out that movie.
One and everybody, two, I love
that movie. That movie is not ass.
See, okay, that movie is that's great. Everybody always gives me shit for liking that movie, bro. It's
whoever has given you shit for liking that movie is a dumbass. Those movies are great. And
I never saw the second one.
The second one is great with Michael Jai White. The second one is great too.
I think the second one.
The first one's my shit though. Whatever he whoops on the Puerto Rican niggas or the Cuban niggas and the yellow hammer in the middle of the street, but he gives them straight paws, boy.
Facts. The first, the second one, I think has better fighting scenes in my opinion. Okay. But the first one has a better storyline because it just focuses on one guy. But you know, the second one is multiple guys, but it's still dope. And they didn't get away from what the fuck the movie's about.
Okay, okay.
You gotta go watch the second one. It's got Michael Jai White. Like, what? It's Michael Jai White. You gotta watch.
Is it on Hulu or anything? Do you know?
It was on Netflix for the longest. I don't know where it's at now.
Probably not anymore.
Try Hulu. All right.
Yeah, usually when shit leave Netflix, it go to Hulu. So,
speaking of niggas whooping ass, that Shang-Chi trailer, boy.
Nigga with the segues.
Segway God.
Y'all don't realize I set these things up strategically.
He does this on.
I couldn't even get the word out. Strategically.
You couldn't set your words up.
your letters wasn't strategically set up at all, nigga.
I set these things up strategically so I can segue perfectly. I come up with this shit on the fly. So, Shang-Chi, boy, Marvel is in their bag. They in that Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon bag.
Yeah, I love karate movies. We ain't had a good karate movie in a long ass time. It's been a minute since we had a good karate movie. I'm with all that shit.
And I don't know if y'all noticed or if y'all like, you know. First of all, I don't know anything about Shang-Chi.
Me neither.
The last time Marvel put out a movie about no one I knew about was the Guardians of the Galaxy, and that shit turned out to be a classic. So,
when Guardians of the Galaxy came out, like I knew about Guardians of the Galaxy, I fucked with Guardians of the Galaxy, the comic, but I was on my man, these movies ain't shit like the comics. I ain't watching them. Fuck them. Once I got over that shit is when I started to really appreciate all the Marvel movies, not outside of like the big ones like Avengers and Iron Man. Cause I wasn't watching. I just the only ones I watched. Once I got over that, them not being like the comic shit, I was like, oh yeah, this shit's hard.
I never really been the type of person who is like, yo, I need it to be exactly like the comics. Cause it's like, for all that, I will read the comics. I want them mm-hmm. to do their own thing with it. Because if it's just like the comics, you're going to know exactly what's going to happen. So, but, I didn't know anything. I had never even heard of the Guardians of the Galaxy. I had never heard of Shang-Chi when they announced it. But I did hear some things. And, you know, in the trailer, his father is basically saying, like, I left you live for 10 years. I let you live your life. Now it's time to take your place, you know, where you belong. The person who's playing his father in the movie is the Mandarin. Now.
The real Mandarin.
As you remember from Iron Man 3, they had the fake one.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, some people know this. A lot of people may not know this, but Marvel used to put out like shorts with their DVDs and stuff called one-shots. And they did one called Hail to the King or something like that. Where the nigga who played the fake Mandarin in Iron Man 3 was kidnapped and they brought him to the real Mandarin and I think they killed him, something like that.
No shit.
Yeah, so.
So they've been setting this shit up.
I wouldn't say they've been setting it up because it came out like 10 years ago, maybe over 10 years ago for real. Not over 10 years ago because Avengers came out in 2012, so. Iron Man 3 came out in 2013, like 8 years ago. I feel like they did that short because everybody was mad at them for doing the fake Mandarin shit, which, you know, I get. But ever since they did that, you know, a lot of people will probably see this like, well, what happened to the Mandarin from Iron Man 3? Hopefully they explain that some way in here. Like, there was a real Mandarin all the time. He was just posing
yeah.
as the Mandarin for real. But this don't even look like a regular kung fu movie. It looked like it's some mystical shit in it too. Like it was a lion in that motherfucker.
It's got its own little Marvel twist on that hoe.
Yeah.
I'm ready to see I'm ready to see how all this shit ties in together with the Winter Soldier and because you know that
they've been doing that
with WandaVision because you know all this shit gonna come together. It might take 10 years, but I'm ready to see that shit.
We actually gonna when we talk about Falcon and Winter Soldier, there's a character we gonna get to that because that ties to something as well. It doesn't tie to Shang-Chi. Unless they, you know, unless something happens in episode 6, then we can see Shang-Chi and something happens. But Shang-Chi takes place in San Francisco. Okay. Ant-Man lives in San Francisco.
Ah.
So maybe there'll be a connection there or something like that. It's no way. It's no way they can't. I can't see them just letting that slide.
Yeah.
Or maybe they want to keep Shang-Chi away for a bit before they bring him in. I don't know. But since we already brought up Falcon and Winter Soldier, we on the topic of Marvel.
Hold up. Before we do that, Derek, are you caught all the way up?
Yeah, he's caught all the way up.
All right, cool. Spoiler alert, motherfuckers.
Wait, hold up. So, because we was talking about it. We was like, 6 episodes. He was like, the next one is the last one. So, he caught all the way up.
What's the win on the 6th episode, right?
Is what? Yeah, we still this Friday, nigga. I know you high. Okay. I know you high.
Yeah, nigga. I was like, wait. I didn't say I've seen 6 episodes, nigga. Did I miss
one? You saw 5, right?
Yeah. Okay. I saw it all the way to 5. Yeah. I seen Madam Hydra walk up on this nigga talking.
This nigga, bro. This nigga just stole my whole gig, bro. I couldn't get into it or nothing. This nigga.
Hey, I'll try to show you that I seen it, bro.
Fucking, let's talk about it. So, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who people will know from Seinfeld,
showed up everywhere.
Fantastic comedic actress too. She funny.
Yeah.
She showed up in Falcon and Winter Soldier as, I'm not going to say her whole name, we just going to call her Madam Hydra, because I don't remember that whole shit.
Hold on, look it up.
The thing about that was, that wasn't supposed to be her first appearance.
No, it was supposed to be in Black Widow, right?
Right. Her first appearance was supposed to be in Black Widow.
Which was supposed to have already been out.
Which kind of makes sense because when she walks into frame and it pans up, it's almost like we're supposed to know who this is.
Yeah.
But we don't. So she's still gonna have a cameo in Black Widow, they said. So I guess we'll find out more about her. I'm pretty sure she's gonna be around for a minute. Hopefully we see more of her in episode 6, but right now we on episode 5, and this shit opened up, bro. Like, opened up with hands. Like, first of all, John Walker,
bitch ass,
is on the run. Boy got blood. I don't even like Captain America. Y'all know how I feel about Captain America.
We feel the same way.
I know, but you got blood on the shield, bro. You don't do that.
My thing is, you know this nigga sorry when I miss fucking Steve Rogers. Because y'all know I can't stand Steve Rogers, bitch ass. Mm-hmm. How the fuck you make me miss Steve fucking Rogers?
Yeah, bro.
You suck.
I ain't gonna lie, though. Wyatt Russell, the nigga playing him? This nigga is doing a hell of a job.
Yeah, he is. As an actor, he's doing an amazing job. He's making me hate him. But
John Walker?
Bro, the transition, nigga, just like the transition from him going to like real timid and not really knowing how to approach the situation to hold my dick,
Captain America.
His character development went so, it was just, I don't know, it blew the fuck up so quick. It was wild.
And the thing was, when he killed the nigga in episode 4, he picked the shield up and started looking around like, all right, nigga, so I did it. Y'all recording? I don't give a fuck.
Bitch, I'm Captain America.
So, nigga was like, y'all know who this is? Of course I killed him. Fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
So, nigga started running away and, you know, rest in peace, Lamar. Yo, hold up. I mean, I don't know if they was doing this nigga makeup some kind of way, but this nigga had a weird face, yo. Like, his face looked like the face of a mannequin or something. Like,
He did. He just looked weird. He's put together weird. I don't know what the fuck.
His eyebrows was arched and shit. Like, I don't
know. I ain't like that nigga either.
That nigga called himself Battlestar.
Yo, that like, Battlestar like Lamar. Either. The fuck?
Come on, like,
bro. That shit, bro.
Like,
that nigga said, stop the car.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Duffy, I know you
was not having it, bro. That shit was so funny.
I was like, I'm like, with me with Lamar, I'm like, look, I know you're proud of your boy being Captain America and shit, but get off his fucking dick, fam. I'm like, god damn. God damn, nigga. Yo.
Like, god damn, nigga, I'm surprised you could talk with all his dick in your mouth.
Relax. That's America's balls, penis, nigga.
Bruh, so John Walker runs in the warehouse, niggas start tripping out and shit. So the part that I thought was cold was like, after he started tripping out, he was like, time to get to work. Like, damn, nigga, you just killed somebody. Like, a few minutes ago.
Well, that nigga was about
but at the same time, you gotta remember, his background.
That's true.
He been killing niggas. Like,
he been killing niggas.
And that was his whole point, which I felt him. And when he was in court, I felt him. He was like, hold up. Like, I've been killing niggas long before this. Mm-hmm. Now I'm supposed to just not catch a body because I got this shield.
I felt bad for him too. And that, because he made a lot of sense in that scene. We're going to get to that. He made a lot of sense in that. That was one of the points where I was like, damn, this nigga got a point. Like, but Sam and Bucky walk up on him, basically. You know, Sam is playing the whole, come on, man, you got to give us the shield. And Bucky was like, nigga, what's up?
Bucky,
I ain't going to lie, though.
Bucky didn't like this nigga from the beginning.
I ain't going to lie, though.
He really beat their ass.
I was about to say, he gave them niggas the hands, bro.
And the thing
he
was,
the hands.
People was talking on the internet like, yo, how'd he just out of nowhere be able to fight Bucky like this? Bro,
he took the serum,
and they told us in episode 2, this nigga credentials. Like, his physicality and stuff was off the charts. Bro.
He was, before he even took the serum, he was going toe-to-toe with Super Soldiers on top of that truck.
Facts, he just wasn't strong enough.
Yeah, it's like that shit that I posted in the shop, or in the group chat, where it was like, you can see, if you look closely, you can see where his heart breaks. So that's the scene where he's like,
They're not even super soldiers.
He knew he was taking that serum. He's like, y'all got me fucked up.
I need this shit.
So, a lot of the thing people say is like, you know, they say they nerfed Bucky, like Bucky is weak. But it's actually, it's like, it's not explained, but it's kind of self-explanatory if you pay attention. The nigga used to be a stone cold killer. Yeah. If a nigga is fighting you and his sole purpose is to kill you and every move is looking to be a kill shot, he's going to fight better than somebody who's just looking to neutralize a nigga.
Yeah, exactly.
Bucky is just looking at new. John Walker, that nigga was swinging that shield like he wanted to kill them.
He was ready to kill people,
And another thing about Bucky is, and I said this shit in one of the nerd groups. I'm like, you Bucky fans, y'all ain't been paying attention. This nigga Bucky has been getting his ass beat throughout the MCU. Cat whooped his ass. Black Panther whooped his ass. Spider-Man whooped his ass. Iron Man whooped his ass. Like, he's known for whooping ass, but he be whooping regular niggas' ass. When he faces up against other superpower people, he be getting his shit rocked. Like, let's keep it a buck where it's at.
That little Carly beat his ass.
Carly whooped his ass.
Oh, God. Carly gave that nigga the fit.
And that little bitch right there is cold. I ain't gonna lie.
I don't know. This gonna sound bad. I probably shouldn't say this. Fuck it. She's not a real person. Bro, she has a punchable face, yo.
That's wild.
What the fuck does that even mean?
She a super soldier, so it don't count. I'm just saying. Like, I don't know what it is about. I don't know what it is about her face. When I see her, I'm like, bro, I don't like this bitch. I don't like this character.
I love her. First of all, I think she's so pretty. I think she's gorgeous.
Shout out to her.
I don't see
how old she is, so I'm gonna be very hesitant about what I say. But
She's grown. She's
beautiful.
Apparently, she was in Solo too, but that's the only Star Wars movie I did not see. So
it's the freckles.
I don't. I mean,
I love freckles. So
She annoys me. She annoys me for sure.
And the accent.
I was about to say her accent. Oh my goodness. I can't tell if she's mixed or what.
I don't know. I want it.
I think she's just a ginger.
But you know they got black genders, like the people that be half black, half white.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, with her complexion, I think, like, But
her hair is really thick.
Yeah.
That's what makes her look mixed.
She's a great character. I just can't stand her. I guess I'm not supposed to, or I'm supposed to be conflicted on her. But
like, I get it, but I don't get why it's so hard for people, for like the universe to assimilate to the people coming back. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's like you're not understanding why they so upset, right?
Yeah.
I don't get it. I think I'm missing something. I may have to go back and like start over when all this is done. But I don't
Why is everybody so mad that they're trying to put people back where they were before they disappeared? Like,
yeah, I think it might be something like, you know, when all these people disappeared, more people were treated equally, and people who weren't paid attention to, you know, the government and the world started paying attention to them. And once these other people came back, they was like, all right, fuck y'all. We need to pay attention. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Yeah, John Walker was giving these niggas the business, bro. He basically knocked Bucky out. Put a shortage in that nigga arm.
Facts.
Had Sam on the ground choking that nigga out.
That nigga Sam had a hella heart, though.
Sam definitely had a hella heart fighting the nigga. If that was John Walker before the Super Soldier Serum, he'd have been washed, boy.
Facts. Another thing with Sam, when he asked Sam if he would take the serum and Sam said no, I said, Sam, you full of shit, nigga. I don't give a fuck. Give me that serum, nigga.
I wouldn't take that shit.
That serum with these wings, I'm busting ass, nigga. Boy. I'm flying and punching niggas through walls.
Because that serum looked like it was giving John Walker Roy Rage. That nigga was like, I am Captain America. I'm like, bro, calm down. Like, what's the Drake and Josh episode? Like, whoa, calm down, bro. Calm down, man. Like, relax, nigga. What is you doing? He ripped my man wings off, bro.
Yeah. I want to know what they gave Sam in that box. Because I know what it is. What is it?
It's his,
you be working with movies and shit. So how you be knowing?
His Captain America.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Suit.
Oh, it's because in the comics, Captain America suit.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Because in the comics, he has a Captain America suit.
Yeah.
That's like made like a Falcon, but I'm pretty sure, you know, that's what it is. Because I think like I don't remember. I'm not sure. But like 2 years ago when they was filming this, I think some set photos came out of him in it. I just don't remember what it looked like. Or it might have been his regular suit. I don't know. But if it's vibranium, that bitch gonna be hard, boy.
Yeah.
Nigga, I completely fucking forgot, bro. Nigga, did you watch the Method Man and Redman versus? God.
I caught some of it. I didn't catch all of it. You know Jerome was at work.
I was at work. I forgot all about it. We're gonna talk about that later.
I didn't catch all of it.
I didn't catch that on YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
They will. When matter of fact, we can watch it and talk about it on the next episode. Then we could.
We gotta do that.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what's in there. They waiting for the last episode to show us.
This nigga with vibranium wings and shit. If he get vibranium wings,
it's a wrap.
Boy, these white people finna be mad. They got a black Captain America, and his suit came from Wakanda.
It's about to be over with.
Yeah.
Over with.
But, yeah, I'll like Captain America then, for sure. And I like how Sam is conflicted, because I feel him on that. Like, because Sam is woke as fuck,
right?
But he also knows he's working for a government that's done fucked up ass shit.
Right. Yeah, he's trying to flip the script.
But it's like, if you stop now,
shit, you ain't gonna get what you. You ain't gonna get done what you believe is right.
Right.
But I want to see what they do with that old ass black super soldier, though. I know he gotta come out and whoop some ass.
The thing is, they've been doing it for like the past few movies, and even with WandaVision, they are set. I don't know if it's a movie, a series, or if they just teasing it just in case they want to do it. But they setting up the Young Avengers like a lot.
Yeah.
Because Isaiah Bradley, like the nigga that Sam keep talking to, like his grandson that won't be let, that won't let people in. That's Eli Bradley, and he becomes Patriot, which is a part of the Young Avengers.
Yeah.
And since we're on the topic of that, Sam goes to talk to the dude Torres.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, he was like, yo, you forgetting the wings. And he said, keep them.
Mm-hmm.
Torres is some, Torres in the comics becomes the Falcon.
Hey,
and is part of the Young Avengers. So that's something else they setting up. But the thing is, they not making it obvious or prominent. So it's like, yeah, if unless you want to do it, right.
They if like, you don't know, you won't catch it.
Right. So it's like, if we want to do it, we can do it. But if we don't, it's like, whatever.
But so, I think they should, because, I mean, they've we've had the Avengers for a while, and it'd be a perfect way to segue into the Young Avengers by just setting it up that way.
Like Ant-Man's daughter. She's mm-hmm. a teenager now. She's part of the Young Avengers. Who else? Hawkeye got a TV show coming out on on Disney Plus, where he's training Kate Bishop, who's a part of the Young Avengers. Yeah. So they setting it up real nice, real subtle. Like, I fuck with it. Marvel always know how to do this shit, so I'm not really surprised. It's DC that be having the issues.
Yeah. And it was crazy because for our entire life, DC couldn't miss.
At all.
They couldn't miss.
That's why I always, it's like, yo, Marvel built an empire off the back of superheroes the mainstream audience did not know.
Yep.
Like, the only one they probably knew was the Hulk, and that's because of that old TV show.
Yep.
Like, niggas ain't know who, like, if you knew comics and superheroes, you knew Iron Man and Captain America.
And which Thor. Is like, it blows me when people say niggas didn't know who Iron Man and Captain America and Thor was. I'm like, nigga, who didn't know? Nigga, you crazy. But I had to realize, like.
Regular niggas did not know.
They didn't know who they were.
And it's crazy because DC has arguably the three most popular superheroes of all time. It can't build a franchise.
Batman, Superman, and the Flash.
I was going to say Wonder Woman.
Oh, Wonder Woman, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, yo, what the... And Marvel Studios didn't even have Spider-Man or the X-Men.
Nope. And now that they got the X-Men too?
It's a wrap.
Because the X-Men was huge. Like, the X-Men is so good that people didn't even care that the movies were shitty. A couple of the movies was trash. Like, let's be real.
A couple of them was trash. I think I could count, like... How many can I count? I can count three that was trash. That was it. No. Are we counting the Wolverine movies?
No. All the Logan movies was hard. Like, there was not bad.
No, that's not true.
I didn't watch a single Wolverine movie that I didn't like. So
X-Men Origins Wolverine?
I liked it.
That movie, yo, all right, moving on. Because we're gonna talk about this one day. That's one of the worst superhero movies I've ever seen in my life.
What the fuck?
Have y'all watched it with adult eyes?
Yes, I had the shit on Blu-ray. Nigga, I used to watch it all the time.
The niggas said I be watched it with adult eyes, obviously. But you ain't finna sit here just, hey, not too much on Wolverine, nigga. I'm gonna need you to shame, man.
Okay.
Another thing about Wolverine. Wolverine stands, act like that nigga don't lose. I'm like, fam, chill out. Hulk has killed this nigga multiple times. Black Panther has bitched Wolverine like, fam, you can't fight. Like, was talking to him like, that ain't gonna work. Stop it. No, move. You can't hit me. Move. Bow. Bitch ass nigga. I said, like, the nigga Wolverine caught some ass whoopers. Deadpool whooped that nigga's ass. Like, let's get off the Wolverine hype. Nigga be getting bodied.
My favorite X-Men, Cyclops. So, you know. But anyway, since you had brought it up, Jerron, the conversation between him and Isaiah. One of the lines where Isaiah said, if you're not bitter, you're blind. And I'm like, bro, that sounds just like an old black nigga, bro.
Facts. Like, facts. And Sam was sitting there like, damn.
That nigga, what you gonna say? Like, after all that nigga been through, what can you say?
You can't, and you can't, like, and one thing about young black folks that got their head on straight, no matter how we feel, we know that the older generation that has been through the Jim Crow and civil rights, no matter how they feel, they have the right to feel that way, even if I don't agree with it, because look at what they went through.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So he just sat there like, fuck.
When he said, they've been stealing our history for the last, he said, they've been doing that for the last 300 years. Pledge allegiance to that, my brother. I'm like, God damn, this nigga's freaking facts.
And shout out to Marvel for putting that shit in there.
Facts. I'm glad I had a feeling they wasn't going to shy away from it, but I'm like, you know, it's Disney, who knows? But I'm glad they went there.
Because a lot of Dwight's don't like to see that shit.
Dwight Howard's.
Yeah, the Dwight Howard's. They don't like that type of shit. But it's necessary. We gonna feed it to you. We gonna feed it to you in some shit where we know you gonna watch it and keep watching it. You ain't gonna stop watching it.
Right.
But I love that they put that shit in there.
Yeah.
They're doing the thing.
I don't know if y'all know, I wanted to mention this to y'all. So the point where Isaiah was talking about, you know, it was basically like the Tuskegee experiment. I can't remember what they told Isaiah and them it was, but they ended up being a super soldier serum. They injected them with. They did experiments on them, used them in war, such and such. So his comrades got kidnapped.
Yeah.
Got held for hostage. And he wanted to go rescue them. He went and saved them. They told him no. He went and saved them anyway, and they ended up killing the comrades anyway.
Yeah.
And put Isaiah in prison.
And then experimented on him.
What'd you say?
And then experimented on him.
Right.
Yep.
Now, I don't know if y'all remember this, but this shit is parallel. In Captain America, the First Avenger, when they first had made him Captain America, he wasn't going to war or anything. They was just parading him around like a mascot.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He wanted to go to war.
Yeah.
Bucky and his other comrades got kidnapped and held for hostage.
I remember that.
And mm-hmm. Captain America wanted to go save them, and they told him no. He went to save them and brought them back, and that literally made him Captain America. Captain America.
Yep. Yeah. I remember that.
So what made Captain America a hero? They put Isaiah in prison for.
Which is parallel to real life.
Real life.
Yep. I remember whenever he was telling that story, I was like, yo, you what the fuck?
I remember when he told that story. I just didn't think to bring it up just now, but when he said that, I was like, hold up. Captain America went and broke out all the motherfuckers, and they start slobbing on his dick for 100 years.
Oh my God, they did.
Yo, it's the end when he said they'll never let a black man be Captain America and no self-respecting black man should want to be. When I saw that, I was like, damn, is Sam really going to listen to this nigga and we not going to get him as Captain America? Like,
He can't listen to him. Nah, fuck that.
But
I don't give a fuck how self-respecting you are as a black man. If they give you that shield and that serum, you take that shit and let your nuts hang. They ain't
give him shit. Steve gave him that shit.
Yeah. Well, it's true. But still.
They were like, you did a good job turning this in so we can give it to the next schmuck.
And back to what we're going to call her Val, because she said don't call her Val, but I'm going to call her anyway. Back what Val said to John Walker, she was like, and don't worry about the shield. I know you don't have it. Said it doesn't belong to the government. It's kind of a gray area. It doesn't belong to the government. It belongs to fucking Wakanda.
Yep.
Technically.
It's vibranium.
The Dora Milaje could have taken that shield back with them, and nobody could have said anything.
Because that the vibranium it's made from was stolen from Wakanda.
Right.
Oh, her name is Contessa Valentina Allegra de Fontaine, by the way. I looked that up and I never said it.
Val. I'm calling her Val. I'm not going to keep saying that on the podcast. I'm not going to keep saying it. I'm going to call her Contessa. Contessa.
Every time you say a short name, I'm gonna come out with the whole name.
Bro, you're not gonna remember that in 5 minutes. You're high as fuck.
So chill, man.
And that's why my name gets said before yours. Shit like that.
That's why you smell like bacon grease.
Nigga pulled out the old school shit. What the fuck? I feel like it's a scene that I'm missing. Bucky went to visit Zemo, who was at the statue of, I think, his fam, like the memorial of his family or whatever.
Oh, yeah, and before the Wakandans took him.
Yeah, they basically came, took him away, told him they taking him to the raft, which is basically like Arkham for Marvel. Just sitting in the middle of the ocean. That's where they was at in Civil War when they got put in prison. But Bucky asked him for a favor, which turns out to be the case that he gives Sam when Sam and his sister and all the people in the area are helping the boat. When he was making those calls, yo, I was like, yo, somebody black had to be writing this episode, because he was like, yeah, Sam, such and such, youngest boy, like, yo, that's exactly how black people call in favors.
Yo. Yo, another thing that had me dying is when Zemo escaped and Sam was like, did he just pull a El Chapo on this nigga? That shit was funny as hell. No,
that shit was funny. And it was funny where he said, don't feed into him. He gonna do that evil head cock thing that he always do.
And he straightened his head up.
One thing I love that they did in this show, I don't know if they probably gonna bring him back, but it's like they made Zemo, obviously he's a villain, but it's like
they made him likable.
It's like Vegeta during like the Cell saga.
Yep.
Like, it was like, this nigga's on outside. I'm not sure he could trust him because he could really kill us if he wanted to.
Yeah,
but we need him right now.
So we just gonna ride this until the wheels fall off.
We just gonna ride it till the wheels fall off. Just let it ride until he tries some shit and step out of line. Then we call Goku, aka Bucky, and this nigga.
Facts, because Bucky couldn't wait. Bucky couldn't wait to bust Zemo ass.
Swear to God,
Bucky was waiting. He was like, "Yeah, talk that Russian shit now, so I can take your motherfucking head off." Or German, or whatever the fuck he was speaking. He was like, yeah, say it so I can dust you up.
Nah, I think the funniest part was when Bucky was fixing something, and Sam was like, why didn't you just use the arm? And he was like, well, I'm right-handed, so I don't immediately think of it. And when he said it, I thought about it.
On the boat, like, yeah?
When he said it, I thought about it like, yo, that's true, because if I had a vibranium left arm, I'm probably not going to use that motherfucker like that.
Yeah.
That's funny. Hey, let's talk about that little moment that Bucky had with Falcon's sister.
Yo.
Oh, yo. Yeah. Bucky want that ass. He want that chocolate thunder bag.
Yo, she had to know about him, bro. Because as soon as he spoke, she was just like, okay. Like, bitch.
Yeah. Sam, like, hold up. I what's the beef between Sam and Bucky? Like, why don't they like each other?
They don't have a beef. They were just never really friends. They just shared the same friend. So it's like
but even when they were like, when they were in the car and Sam wouldn't scoot the seat up for Bucky. Nope. And then Bucky did it back to him. Nope. Like,
That's why, yo, they just give me Lethal Weapon vibes, yo. I don't know why. They give me Lethal Weapon vibes, yo. And Zemo is like Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That shit is perfect.
It really is.
Sam nephews start playing with the shield and shit. Bucky wake up and these niggas literally take their time, put the shit away, then run away like niggas ain't see them. I don't know who raised these kids. But that is
those
not
is black
the
kids. That right. is those is black kids.
No.
Those is black kids. That's what little nigga kids do. Like, you know I see you, right? You're not getting away.
So these Bucky and Sam go outside and start playing catch with the shield and shit. And Bucky basically apologizes on behalf of him and Steve and says, we didn't know what it would be like for a black man to take up the shield. And I was like, damn, that's some real shit. Like, they really going far with addressing this shit.
I love the part. I love the scene where they had the cops. It looked like it was about to be police brutality on Sam. Until they was like, do you know who this is? And then a cop whole shit switched up. Like, no, keep that same energy. Go ahead and act the fool with Sam so he can beat your motherfucking ass.
I'm mad it had to be Baltimore cops.
Bro, I'm gone.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. I don't know where the fuck they was at. I ain't even gonna hold you. They must have been out the county somewhere. I don't know where they was at. Baltimore ain't that big. I ain't never seen that spot before. yeah, so Sam goes into his Rocky montage of training with the Shield and shit. Marvel, Disney, I just need, please listen. I know these ain't the movies, but I need y'all to cover up the fact that that wasn't Sam doing those moves, because it was clear as day that that was a stunt double.
I could see this nigga's face.
You could see his face, bro. They wasn't even built the same.
Like, you could, like, y'all got to do better with doing the camera angles and flips and shit. I'm like, hold up. Come on, man. The nigga wasn't even the same shade. He was darker.
He was.
Yeah, that nigga was out there purple.
So, something else I mentioned earlier when I mentioned the power broker. We got a scene of Sharon Carter making a phone call to, I can't remember, Baltrob or whatever, George St. Pierre. Who ended up meeting up with Carly. Y'all think she the power broker, or she on some other, she on something different?
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't even thought about it. Not if you say it.
Cause she been on some shady, she been kind of shady since she showed up. And the fact that we know she's talking to him, she said, if it wasn't for me, you'd still be rotting in prison. So she's the one who broke him out in that first episode.
Yeah.
She's employing him knowing that he wants to kill the Falcon. What? Maybe she a double agent. I don't know, but she definitely on some shady shit.
She all over the place. I feel like she just feels like. Well, I mean, what's his name? Jack Wilson fucked everything up by, you know, coming in all early and shit. Whenever Fox was trying to talk to him, trying to talk to her. So I feel like that just started the beginning and the end for her and Fox. And I don't know. And now I feel like at this point she's just like, fuck it. I don't have any other options.
Hopefully we find out in the next episode, and it's not something that's carried out for seasons. Because, like, unlike WandaVision, this has legs. Like, this can get more seasons.
Oh, yeah.
WandaVision was, like, a one-and-done thing.
Yeah.
So, moving on from that.
Hold up. One more thing.
What's up?
When y'all seen, is it Io? Is that her name? Is that how you say her name?
Yeah.
When y'all seen her at the end of, what was it, episode 4?
No, I did not think she was the other chick.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm like, did y'all niggas get hype as fuck?
Oh, hell yeah.
Nigga, I was like, oh, they got the Wakandans in this bitch?
And they started playing the Wakandan drums and shit?
I was like, oh, shit. Let's fucking go.
And it makes sense. I didn't even think about it until it happened. I'm like, of course they would be in this. They want Zemo. That nigga killed King T'Chaka.
Yeah.
So, I got hype as fuck.
Wakandans don't let shit go. Them niggas was looking for old boy for 30 some years. Fuck is his name?
Claw.
Claw. Yeah. They was looking for Claw for 30 years, nigga. Stop fucking with T'Challa because he missed him once.
Facts.
Stop fucking with him. Was ready to kill his ass.
Nigga, get out. That's what we call him. Get out.
Yeah, the nigga from Get Out.
Right.
Was ready.
He was a whole ass nigga in Black Panther, yo.
He was
a whole ass nigga.
He called them rhinos out. Like, you ain't have to do that, fam. You ain't have to call the rhinos out because y'all was getting y'all asses whooped, nigga.
Yeah.
Hey, you know how cold his wife was, because when she put that spear in his ass, he was like, yo, I married this bitch. I know I can't whoop her ass, so. Let me go ahead and take a knee for my wife kill me.
He said, you would kill me, my love? She said, for Wakanda?
Wakanda? No question. He was like, damn, this bald bitch really gonna smoke my ass.
Bro, the Dora Milaje cold as fuck, bro.
Yeah, like, they fucking raw.
Sam told John Walker, he said, you better off fighting Bucky before you fight Dora Milaje. You better off.
Yo, that was facts.
And they're not even super soldiers.
And he was like, and my thing is, when Sam told you that, you would think that something would register. Like, hold up, Sam has been an Avenger for quite some time.
You know the fucking guy.
He might know a little something. You feel me? He might know a little something. If he told me, I'd be better off fighting a super soldier before fighting this bald-headed motherfucker. but you know, that goes back to the white privilege and entitlement. I'm Captain America. This little this little African bitch can't touch me, all right?
Just imagine in the middle of the Dior Milaje beating his ass, he thinking in his head, what the fuck was that Sam said to me? Yeah, oh, God, shit. He told me I can't fight these bitches.
They messed up his motherfucking ass.
Like in the middle of him getting his in the middle of him getting his shit rocked, he was like, damn, they told me I can't box with these bitches.
But now it's too late. I'm already in it.
Why am I here?
There you go. Bucky leaves Sam with the shield.
I don't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead.
But that just lets you know how cold Killmonger was, because he was fighting all the bitches. Facts. And giving them the fucking works,
that,
nigga.
That nigga was cold, was giving
them, dude, he was giving them bitches the work, nigga.
By himself.
By himself. Giving they ass the blues. Killed one of them.
I ain't gonna hold you. I don't even know if T'Challa can fuck with them like that.
For real. T'Challa only built Killmonger off a hell of a move. That was a lucky move. Smart. That was it. Because Killmonger was busting his ass. Even in the second fight, Killmonger was whooping his ass. He caught that move. But go ahead with what you were saying.
Killmonger really was a cold-ass nigga, bro.
Facts. I wish they wouldn't have killed him.
I wish they wouldn't have. But now it's like, don't bring him back if you're going
to kill him. Because if they hadn't have killed him, it would have been perfect to bring him back since we lost T'Challa. It'd have been perfect to bring him back and let him have a redemption arc. That would have been perfect. But of course, they can't predict no shit like that.
Nah, right. So they didn't even know about it. So
yeah, exactly.
Rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman.
Rest in peace.
Shit's still crazy. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, DMX.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
And rest in peace, Black Rob.
Rest in peace, Black Rob.
I feel like it was somebody I was missing that recently passed away, but I might be tripping.
Talking about the Prince? Prince William?
Nah, fuck that nigga.
God damn. That nigga said that shit, but I hate that part.
No hesitation, fuck that nigga.
Fuck that nigga.
Oh,
hey,
shit.
Oh, man.
Oof. Oh, that was funny. All
right. So, they basically meet up with Carly, and the guy's telling Carly, like, look, we working with criminals now? And she like, we are the criminals.
You didn't hear?
Like, at that point, she done at that point. She at her murder point. She don't care.
And that's what I said. Like, I feel like she's just done. She don't go fucking work.
I don't see things ending well for her, I'm gonna be honest.
Oh no, she gonna die.
Yeah, she's gonna die.
She gonna die. But I feel like she gonna go out like fucking G.
I don't.
Nice.
I feel like she gonna go out. Like,
I think she's gonna go out like redemption style. But
I think she gonna go out like, talking shit. Like, spoiler alert, if you watch Snowfall, she gonna go out like man boy, talking shit. Talking big shit.
I don't see her going out like that.
I couldn't stand Man Boy's character, but he went out. He redeemed himself the way he died. You feel me? He went out like a real nigga.
You fuck that nigga. He's still a bitch.
He's still a bitch. But he was in the middle of saying, "Kill me, nigga. You ain't built like that." Bow, nigga. Damn, nigga.
I said, "Oh, word."
Shit.
He said, "Yeah, nigga. You ain't like that. Kill me." All right.
So, end of the episode, Sam knows about, you know, what's going on. Basically, the Flag Smashers grouping up. They got a lot of sleeper agents, apparently. Just a text message to these niggas' phones, and they wake up. They basically taking over, I guess, I don't know if that's the UA, CIA, whatever. The government, nigga. So, Sam about to suit up. And, of course, Marvel wanna be some bitches. And they end the episode soon as this nigga opened the I was about to say the casket. Fuck this nigga.
Damn,
Undertaker.
Damn.
Because
you know, because they gotta leave you with something that's gonna make sure you come watch that shit on Friday. Like,
okay. Now y'all did watch the mid credit scene, right?
No, I did not.
You didn't watch? Did you see it, Jerron?
No, I didn't.
Y'all missed the mid-credit scene? Oh man.
Shit, it's when the credits came on, I turned the shit off.
Nah, but for the last few episodes. Because they usually do it for the last few. They did that with WandaVision. All right, so I'm going to explain.
Go ahead and talk about it, because I'm going to go watch it. You can spoil it for me. I'm giving you permission, because I'm going to go watch it.
It's basically John Walker. He's doing welding, and he's making his own shield.
He painted it
and everything. He put his metal, his metal that he earned, and welded it into the shield. And I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, this nigga making this Home Depot ass shield. This nigga ain't vibranium, like, bro.
Yeah, nigga. But he don't. I guess he don't realize that the shield they gave him was vibranium, because he don't really know shit.
I don't think he care.
Yeah.
To be honest, he don't even need it to be vibranium. He don't even look like the type of nigga that want to bounce it off of stuff. He just want to kill niggas.
Yeah. All he need is a solid piece of steel.
He said, "Can this bitch block bullets?" Bet.
I feel like I felt this way from the first episode. I feel like he was going to end up turning into a villain somehow.
Oh yeah, I mean he's kind of one in the comics too, like, you know, half at one point. So yeah,
he's an anti-hero basically.
Plus
right now,
it's like, why would you introduce a new Captain America knowing people not going to accept it unless you plan on making him a villain?
Yeah.
Like, nobody was finna accept this nigga, especially the way they introduced him.
I've been talking about the fucking, talking to these nerd groups, and they talk about how much they hate the new Captain America, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's the point. They wrote it for you to hate him. Like, they could have wrote this shit to where we accept it. Like, it's people in these groups that don't even realize that Steve Rogers is quote unquote dead. Like,
I don't necessarily think he's dead. They keep saying he's gone, but they haven't said for a fact he's dead.
Yeah.
I think it's a reason they haven't used those exact words.
Like, yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, if he is dead, then good riddance.
Yeah, facts. But I don't know. I feel like they're leaving it to where, you know, they know where he's at, ducked off somewhere, and they'd be like, hey, go back in time, get young again, we're going to need you to suit up.
Bro, I would hate that so much. Like, yo, I hate time travel in movies, period. For them to go back and, yo, come on, dog. Oh, man. Time travel never makes sense in movies.
Because, you know, I forgot the guy's name that plays Steve Rogers, but he's still, like, I read something where he was talking about that he's open to continue doing Captain America. Like,
yeah.
He's not against doing Captain America again if they want him back.
I think initially he was just like ready to let go of the movie contract, so he wasn't obligated. But I think like if he wanted to come back, if they needed him to come back, he would do it. But I mean, it's Marvel, it's comic books, anything can happen. We can see the nigga again in the future, so it is what it is. But yeah, that's basically the end of the episode. That shit was lit, bro. And I ain't gonna lie, I felt sorry for John Walker. They told this nigga, like, look, nigga, you lucky we ain't putting your ass in prison. Now, we taking your benefits and we taking your rank. Now, get the fuck out of the courtroom. Like,
I was like, damn, they took the nigga benefits, bro?
You bro when they said they took the benefits, his white face was like, the money?
They took my man benefits, bro, like, this man gave his entire life to y'all. You at least can't give my nigga health care?
And the thing was, going into the episode, I thought they was going to, like, cover for him. They did the exact opposite.
They said, fuck you. He got a glimpse of what it was like to be black.
He said, y'all built me. Like, y'all made me this way. And he ain't lying. They train you to kill. They send you out in the war.
And now, just because you're killing and in front of everybody to see, now that it's in the limelight, you don't want that?
That was crazy. Is we talk about how Captain America, like Steve Rogers, wasn't killing nobody. But if we being honest, if you wasn't from Earth, if you was from Earth, you was safe. If you wasn't from Earth, Captain America was killing your motherfucking ass.
Yeah.
He killed a bunch of them non-Earth motherfuckers. It wasn't none of that. It wasn't no whooping your ass and leaving you sleep. Like, no, you're dying. He got hella bodies. He don't kill humans.
He do kill humans because he was in World War II. So he did kill
humans.
Yes.
Oh yeah. He
carried a gun and everything.
Yeah. He was busting that gun. He was busting that bitch.
He don't kill niggas in cold blood. Let's say that.
Yeah, he don't kill niggas in cold blood.
And he don't purposely kill the wrong nigga and then go tell the motherfucker's parents, yeah, I killed the person that killed your son.
Yeah.
John Walker, bitch ass nigga.
Shit, T'Challa will. T'Challa kill a nigga in cold blood quick.
Bro, T'Challa was ready to murder, bro.
I'm still mad. Honestly, it ended up working out in the long run. But I'm like, man, you should have took Zemo head off right there on the top of that motherfucking mountain.
Nah, bro. I still laugh at that scene in Civil War where he said, I didn't kill your father. Then why did you run? Bitch, because you chasing me. What you mean?
Because you was chasing me.
Nigga, you're a cat in a vibranium suit with super speed and you're chasing me with claws. Like, I'm about to stand there and be like, I didn't kill your...
Facts.
Like, nigga, you're not about to ask questions.
Yeah, and
I'm not about to sit here. He said, why did you run? Bro, that's when nigga. I knew he was really a nigga, because that's some nigga shit to say.
Best. Then why you run? Come outside, we ain't gonna jump you. That's what that was, nigga. That's exactly what that was.
Come outside, we ain't gonna jump you. Which one, the one-on-one? I swear, there's seven of them.
I'm like, bro, the first time I seen you, you jumped on a building to see me with the smoke, nigga. What you mean, Max? Why did I run?
I want none of them problems, nigga.
Nigga chased him through an underpass, bro. Like, he chased this nigga while he was on a bike and said, why did you run? The nerve of this nigga. Oh, man. Bro, soon as his father was killed, that nigga put the little ring on. He was ready for blood.
Ready for smoke.
That nigga was about to kill Claw too.
Facts. Right
there in front of all them people.
He should have.
He should have.
But then again, we wouldn't have got no. That'd have been the end of the movie right there. He just went back to Wakanda.
To be honest, I'm mad they killed Claw. Period. Like,
I love that character. Yeah. I love Claw. He was playing the hell. He was funny as hell.
Facts.
He had me weak.
Yeah, I didn't expect them to kill him.
Yeah, fucking Killmonger killed that nigga like he wasn't shit.
Put a cap up. That nigga ain't care.
He didn't give a fuck. Killmonger killed his own bitch.
Killed
his own girl.
Yo, I don't even remember why he killed that bitch.
I don't know why he could, because he's a good enough shot. He could have easily killed Carl and kept it moving. He shot her and then chased Carl.
Right.
He was like, tired of her shit.
I think he killed her to show, like, nigga, you think I give a fuck about a hostage?
He was just like on All About the Benjamins, where he was like, she's not my wife yet. Bah! Nigga, you could have shot Ice Cube. You shot your girl. You could have shot Ice Cube right then and there. And she was fine. That girl was fine as hell. You just gonna kill her.
I knew this nigga was about to say that. I was waiting for
him. I knew it was coming.
He's gonna kill her. He could have at least popped in the shoulder or something.
All right, so now that we done got all that out the way, Jerron says he has something to get off his chest. We know who it pertains to, but I'm curious as to what he has to say. So the floor is yours, brother.
So these niggas are Kyrie Irving fans, and I honestly don't even think most of these niggas are fans of Kyrie Irving. I think most of these niggas are just LeBron haters, and LeBron haters are fans of anybody that goes against LeBron. These niggas been gawking all day about Kyrie going off, right? And he went the fuck off. He went like 38-8-5 or some shit like that. And I've been going back and forth with these niggas, and my whole point has never been, I never said Kyrie, sorry. Like, Kyrie's a Hall of Famer. Kyrie's one of the best players in the league. Like, LeBron doesn't beat Golden State without Kyrie. That's a fact. You know what I'm saying? But the knock on Kyrie is he cannot lead a team. And I think we have enough evidence to say that. This nigga goes off today, and all I see is these Kyrie fans talk about, oh, I thought he couldn't lead a team. I'm like, it's one game. Leading a team does not mean balling out in one game and leading your team to a victory in one game. Leading a team is leading a team through the duration of a season. You get what I'm saying? For the entirety of a season. Leading a team don't mean you have to win a championship either.
And the playoffs.
and the playoffs. Yes, but that's what I was getting to. That don't just because you lead a team don't necessarily mean you win a championship. Like, and that's another thing. They start, and I wasn't even talking about LeBron. They brought up LeBron. Oh, well, LeBron ain't lead shit. He never won a ring till blah blah blah. I was like, no. He led all those teams. Cause I don't think there's anybody on this planet that says Dame Lillard doesn't lead the Trailblazers. He does. They haven't won shit. You can lead a team without winning shit, but Kyrie cannot lead a team. And I have multiple instances showing that. Why does this nigga keep needing sabbaticals every couple weeks? Like, if you're not mentally strong enough to play in the NBA, retire. Just like Stephen A. said, Kyrie Irving needs to retire. What do you keep needing to take these long breaks for? Like, load managing is one thing. Motherfucker, you going out to parties. You're not Dennis Rodman, nigga. Like, what's up with this nigga here, man? And then the whole shit where Schroeder called him a nigga. And then he just went the fuck off.
I wanted to speak on that. But first, I'm going to say he is wilding with the missing games thing. But I think it's hilarious how he handles basketball. The nigga basically saying, like, look, nigga, this is my job. This ain't my life. I don't give a fuck about this shit. But you're getting paid millions to play, nigga. And people are coming to see you. People are paying for tickets to see Kyrie Irving because Kyrie Irving is a show. Like, I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. I'm saying Kyrie Irving puts on a show.
Yeah.
Like,
for you to And just, I don't get that. Yeah, I'm like, okay, if it's that, if it's like that, every game you miss, you should forfeit your game check. If that's how you feel about it. Because his contracts are guaranteed.
Right.
He's getting like...
Brandon Marshall, you dumbass nigga.
He's getting like... that shit's funny. He's getting like $450,000 per game. If you don't give a fuck about it, and you could just, you know, tell your teammates and the fans and your coaches and the owner and everybody to kiss your ass because you want to miss a couple games just because you want to go home and chill, forfeit your game checks. I bet you that direct deposit's still hitting every Tuesday.
Facts.
Or whenever the NBA gets paid. I just know the NFL gets paid on Tuesdays. But I bet you still cashing them checks. I bet you still paying that mortgage with that shit. So what are we doing here? Like, it's already bad enough. You can't even stay healthy. You gonna miss games when healthy? And not to load manage, but just to go kick it? That's if you were load managing, that's one thing. Like, I'm not crazy about the load managing in excess. You can take some time off, you know what I'm saying? Because the Spurs built the dynasty doing that shit.
But you just got to find 25K again.
It was never 15, 20 games a season. Tim Duncan was playing 75 of 82 games. Like, but niggas is going to the extreme. And he's not even saying he's low managing. He just said, I don't feel like playing basketball today. Like, that's literally why he's missing games. I'm like, nigga, you're a basketball player. Like, I don't get it. You bust your ass to get to this point to say, fuck it? You know what I'm saying? Especially when y'all trying to win a ring? This is why I say the Nets are not coming out the East. I called this shit in the offseason. It's shit like that. You cannot win a championship that way. These are the Clippers 2.0. You're not going to beat nobody off of talent.
I think the difference between the Clippers and the Nets is the three best players are genuinely close and best friends in real life. So
they agree with that.
Automatically had that chemistry. It took time for the Clippers to build that chemistry. And look, shout out to the Clippers, bro. Niggas ain't talking, but the Clippers is doing their shit this year.
Yeah, like, they balling.
And Paul George,
what's going on?
Is hooping. This nigga's on pace to have like a 50-40-90 season.
Yeah, he's on a comeback mode.
Bro, he's shooting like 45% from three, and he's averaging like seven threes a game.
But the thing with Paul George is we've seen him have MVP caliber seasons. Like, Paul George has nothing to prove in a regular season. Nothing. Nothing at all to prove in a regular season. After last year, don't nobody give a fuck how good you play. Like, yeah, you hooping. Don't get it twisted. But if you don't do that shit come playoff time, we don't give a fuck. He's in the same boat Harden's in, honestly.
I don't think he's in the same boat as Harden because I think he has a better track record in the playoffs than Harden. Because we got to remember. PG was on the Pacers. He was.
Them niggas was taking the Heat 7 games. Right. Them niggas was.
PG was playing out of his fucking mind.
That is, I agree with that.
With his second best player, probably like an old David West or Roy Hibbert. Fuck happened
or
to
fucking
Hibbert?
Or for fucking Boy, Lance I'm Stevenson. Never seen a play. I ain't gonna lie, Lance Stevenson was hooping with the Pacers though.
Lance Stevenson was definitely hooping with
everybody. Anywhere he can have fun and they just let him do what he does, he hoops and he does good.
I was surprised.
As far as Roy Hibbert, I've never seen a center have a faster drop off in his career. Than Roy Hibbert. Bro.
He fell off earth.
Roy Hibbert for a year, for one season, was the best center in the league.
Yo, who fell off faster, him or Darren Williams?
Oh, shit. I'm going to say Roy Hibbert because at least Darren Williams was consistently good.
I don't know, yo. That meme on Twitter hilarious where niggas say Darren Williams
just woke up one day and just decided to be ass.
Bro,
he just woke up sorry. Like,
bro, when he was playing, bro, him and Carlos Boozer was a problem in Utah.
And Andre Kirilenko and Mehmet Okur. Oh my god.
Yes,
bro. I miss 2000s basketball, yo.
I think 2000s basketball, early 2000s basketball was the best era.
Whole 2000s was the best era, to be honest.
Yeah, thanks.
That's what I meant. The 2000s, that decade.
Yeah, I meant 2010. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know what you meant. I see what you mean by early 2000s.
I feel like it was enough offense and enough defense on both ends. Like, it was more scoring than the 90s, but it's also more defense than we have now. You had a good combination. You still had attitude. You still had rivalries. You had dynasties. Like, it had everything. You know what I'm saying? That's my favorite era.
That's my favorite, too.
Fuck what niggas talking about. Mm-hmm. And I like this era, too, but... That 2000, shit.
But as far as the N-word with Kyrie, I get why people are like, nigga, it ain't that serious. But I look at it like, you know, to him it is that serious. Because I can tell he's converted to Muslim or something like that. And, you know, a lot of people was bringing stuff up where he was saying nigga back then. And I'm like, yo, y'all corny. Because hold up. Let's not act like people can't change. Like,
yeah.
People grow up. People change. Kyrie is much older now. Kyrie is clearly not the same nigga we used to seeing from Kyrie. I seen this nigga walking around with a stick like he was Master Roshi. Like,
yeah.
So
this nigga sages the stadium before games.
Bro, this nigga, this. Oh, I'm sorry, not nigga.
Nigga.
But the funny shit is, on Twitter, somebody was like, in his defense, hearing a French nigga say nigga in a French accent probably sounded racist.
But the thing about it, Schroeder called him a nigga because Kyrie got in his face in the first place. He was like, nigga. Like, he was like, nigga, get the fuck out of my face. Like,
right. So Kyrie,
you get
was
in my face,
I'm going to
call you
no
I'm
going to
call you a nigga. Nigga.
Kyrie you was feel already me? Hostile for no reason. So.
Hey, did y'all watch? Oh, you don't really watch Undisputed, but bro, Shannon Sharp and Chris Broussard were having a debate about black people using the N-word, and Chris Broussard doesn't use it. You know, Shannon Sharp say nigga off camera. You already know he does.
Of course.
But he was trying, like, watching Shannon Sharp trying to explain why he still uses the word without saying nigga, bro. It took everything in him to say nigga. This is why I say nigga. Like, bro, he was struggling not to say nigga on live TV. And nigga said the song was having a hard time not saying that shit. But it was actually a good debate. I understood Chris Broussard's side, and I also understood Shannon Sharpe's side. Of course, I agree with Shannon Sharpe because I say nigga all the time. You feel me? But I get Chris Broussard's points. He actually made some very, very solid points.
Yeah, I understand people like Kyrie, Chris Broussard, whoever. If you don't want, like, always say, I'm that nigga. I say nigga. So I say the word freely. Do I know how to turn it off? Yes, I do know how to turn it off.
Facts.
But if it's someone, if it's a friend of mine that, like one of my brothers at one point, he went through a phase where he was like, yo, I'm not using the word. I don't want to be called the word. I was like, all right, boom. I respect that. Not going to call you nigga. And I didn't. When I heard him start using the word again, I started calling him one again. It's like, yep. If someone says, yo, I don't want to be called that. All right, I'm going to respect it. Granted, Dennis Schroeder did not know that beforehand. Yep. Obviously. But it's like, nah, I don't think, you know, there was a lot of people on Twitter that was like, bro, he's black. It's okay. Like, bro, don't tell somebody it's okay for somebody else to call them something. Like, yeah. Shut the fuck up. But, yeah, that's it. Your rant really didn't go that long. We just added
extra. I told you it wasn't.
Yeah, we just added extra conversation to it like we always do. But that's it for this episode. Next episode, we definitely going to talk about what the fuck was that? Oh, the verses between Red and Meth. We going to bring up some of the topics that I sent y'all. One of them I really want to get into, the age gap between men and women and vice versa.
Oh, yeah.
Relationships. Yeah, I definitely want to talk about that. Cause that's been going around on Facebook a lot lately. So, but man, it's late. It's almost 3 o'clock, which means
it's, I know, early.
Early.
Yeah, it's early. It's the morning.
Nigga, it's late. Fuck out of here. Anyway, this nigga Derek Price sleep. So, nigga high as hell, boy. I know he ready to go to sleep.
Nigga white.
So, signing off. For Reese, Jerron, and Derek. We're going to holler at y'all at the end of the week. Well, next week.
Peace out.
Next week. Peace.
Yeah.